Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, March 27th, 2026, 3/27/26. Last Friday in the month of March, joined in studio by Matt Morgan. Phone lines are open. Always enjoy the back and forth, 740-383-9944, and it's been good so far this morning. And we'd like to hear from you, the listening audience, and we had a new caller last hour. We always appreciate that. Anytime somebody calls in and wants to express themselves, please feel free to do so. You don't have to give your name. And we'd like to hear from you. 740-383-9944. So, we've covered the city council stuff. The question before we went to break from one of our, I don't think it's a new listener, but a new caller, was why on Monday when Sean Barr and Danny Clark were having their verbal altercation with Naomi, did the police not step in?
I mean, I couldn't tell you. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't think there's any laws being broken, I suppose. I mean, it's just not...
But don't you think they would step in?
I mean, if I saw two people arguing, I wouldn't step in.
You're not a police officer. It's not City Hall. You think I could go up there and start yelling at somebody and nobody would do anything?
I wouldn't go yelling at anybody.
No, but I'm saying, I can't believe nobody stepped in between.
I mean, maybe because it was in City Hall, but I mean, you know, I don't think disagreement or, I mean, yelling at each other is not illegal. I mean...
No, but I don't think you're supposed to do it in the chambers there.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like I said, I mean, maybe in City Hall, but once you're out of City Hall, I mean, maybe even off of city property. I mean, you're on, I mean, even in the parking lot, that's you know, city property.
So how do you like $4 gas?
When I first started driving, I think gas was like $1.99. You hadn't reached $2 yet. I missed the $1.99 gas.
Well, here we are. And I know I'm talking...
I could fill up my car with $20. Good days.
I'm talking $2.50 in February. And now $4 before April. You know, this has been the biggest increase, I think, in gas in a long time. Go ahead, caller.
You know, Scott, I think it's a double standard, and I think it feeds into, if you look at council meeting, you comments, it builds distrust. If somebody, you know, when you're up there in the president's or in the clerk's position up there, they're facing the back of the court. The left side of the room, of the gallery, is like the left politically. The right side of the room is the right politically. And if something goes on the right that this administration, this council seems to like, it seems to flow. It seems to go and, you know, there's grace. But anybody that's been to council in the last 6 months at least knows that there's times when I've said things, I've clapped, I've done things. Naomi has clapped or made comments from the audience, the gallery. And there's been police movement just because I mean, I think at one point when I first started going, you said it sounded like being at a ballpark, people, you know, throwing out the jabs from the you know, the audience. Again, I think it's a double standard, and people are tired of it. If the shoes were switched around and one of us had done this, I think one of us would be in jail.
Well, I don't know. What do you think, Matt?
Well, I mean, I don't. I mean, potentially, I guess, maybe. I don't. Okay, but I don't think that. I mean, so long as nothing like actually like no physical altercation. I mean, I don't see. I mean, there's nothing. I mean, I guess in City Hall is probably not the best place to do so. But I mean, there's nothing illegal to my understanding about just yelling at each other.
Right, and I agree with you. But as I said, but why is it that when we're not yelling, when the left during the meeting or during this or that, nobody's yelling. They're just, you know, expressing displeasure with a vote or something that took place. And there's immediately no grace. There's no grace from Ms. Stoneburner. There's no grace from the clerk. They look out into the gallery and they talk to the people like they're a pain in their ass. You know, how dare you ask questions? How dare you question our authority and yada, yada, yada? Well, you know, y'all have had like a couple years to fix this shit. And it isn't happening. And what I've seen, and I haven't been a part of the city politics for quite a while as far as watching it or paying attention, but it seems like a bunch of them are quitters. You got a bunch of, you know, you got Landon quit, you got, you know, and Miranda quit, and I don't blame her. You got Plyler that quit, you got Neff that quit, you got Dr. Mark Davis who said he'd gladly quit. Because, you know, he wasn't learning anything, wasn't doing his job anyways, and he'd rather go do something else.
Well, I think one of the dynamics that's going on right now... See, now this is an interesting thing, because when I look at the city council people, and when I look at the administration, I don't... I guess this idea between have and have-nots, I don't exactly see them as the haves. I don't know what... I'm trying to think of a council person who I would think... you know, I don't see them at the high-end parties, and I don't see them at that sort of thing. I mean, I think in that room for that time, they're elected, so they're in the front of the room. But I don't, that group has never really been the in crowd, I would say, in the town that I've ever seen.
And I agree with that, I'll stand corrected on that. And let me say this, that, yeah, I agree with what you're saying. I think there's a bunch of wannabes. I think there's people, if you go back and watch any of the council meetings and watch when Twyla was still on council, she would routinely, when she would make a response to city or any person from the gallery or questions, she would look to the box to make sure she was toeing the line. That's my opinion. I'm a body language person. I saw Ms. Stoneburner do the same thing in this last meeting. I don't know exactly what was going on, but and it was a back and forth between her and Naomi, and or no, it was Miss Kim Mayer, and she's in charge of the council. She needs to run the council how she sees fit, without looking for approval to the right over in the box. What does looking over to the box got to do with anything, with your decision? And to me, that's a Freudian slip that they let loose.
Well, and now Twyla's in the box, so
something. Yeah, and she's awful quiet.
She is quiet.
We haven't heard a word from her. She went on OMW and said how this, that, and the other, but I've not seen her once get up and say, well, you know what, now I'm here and I've found all this waste, fraud, and abuse, and here's all the money, and I've got this shit straightened out, and blah, blah, blah. I think she, again, body language tells me, one, they don't come all the time, auditor or any of them. Now, very rarely is everybody there anymore, and now she kind of sits there, and just, in my opinion, again, her body language is just kind of, I'm so happy nobody's asking me anything.
Well, it could be. It could be, and it's an interesting point.
And I think that's very much a Judge Warner type of thing. It's a whole different thing when you're up there on the bench and you're judging other people. And I guarantee you, he heard from people, well, but Your Honor, you don't understand. There were, you know, special circumstances, or you're this, that, or the other. And he was very much like, sorry about your luck. And then all of a sudden, there you are. So, you know, we all need to be careful because, you know, but for the grace of God, go I.
Shoe can end up on the other foot. That's right. Thank you.
You absolutely can. Have a great day.
All right. And again, the phone lines are always open, 740-383-9944. And I appreciate when anybody calls in. I think it's the passion and the opinion, and that's what you want. 740-383-9944, and it always keeps the conversation going. I don't know. I don't feel that city council is the in-group in town. I certainly don't see that. I don't know of any politician that would be considered part of the in-group. A matter of fact, I think most politicians are seen as the out-group, because I think a lot of the in-group feels that they would alienate them politically.
Well, I mean, politics is, you know, inherently divisive.
All right, one of our listeners this morning says, with what the gentleman caller said, it sure looks like a setup plan by the councilman and the police. Looks like the, let's see, the councilman police. Looks like he wanted to provide her, provoke her, and then call the officer to step in. And that's one of our listeners out there this morning. All right, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, the last caller, he's been a pretty good listener here lately and, you know, voicing his opinion.
Well, I told you this is the number one show in Marion.
Yeah, glad we picked him up. And then, what's his name, Phil?
Phil.
Phil. There was a lady called in earlier, and I'll never remember her calling in. I hope she will call in and voice her opinion. I mean, people can do no more and call in and say they don't agree with you, but, you know, not everybody's going to agree with you, but sound your opinion.
And all this from this meek little show that we have.
Well, all this from those problems we have in the dang city.
Well, you know, you get mileage out of that, too, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, later.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, we always appreciate when people call in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And like I say, if you call in, we're never going to ask your name or anything like that. So you can express whatever you like, and that's the way it'll go. 740-383-9944. Here we go.
Phone's going crazy.
Phone's going crazy. That's what we like. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, don't you just love pure Marion?
I think that's so much better than some of the other things.
Oh, yes. You know, with that situation at council, you would think at the bare minimum, if the B.J. Gruber was there, the law director was there and saw everything that happened, that they would be charged with menacing and disorderly conduct, you know?
Well, I can't imagine, and DJ is a good guy. I mean, I've always had good relations with him. I don't know why he didn't step in. It would be good to hear from him next time I see him. Maybe that'll be something I'll ask him.
Well, it'd be the common caveat. Well, I can't talk about anything that's under investigation.
Well, I don't know that we've got any investigations at this point, but you never know.
You never know until they say. Hey, a comment on that. It's under investigation.
It's under investigation.
Next question, please.
All right. Thank you. Phone lines are open, as we have said, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I don't know, as I said, I wasn't there.
Yes, I was also not there.
Well, you weren't even in the building.
I was in the parking lot.
You were in the parking lot.
I mean, I got there, and I parked, and then they were on matters not on the agenda.
If you would have stuck around a little longer, you might have got to see. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, one last thing, and I promise I'll leave you alone.
No, go ahead.
Like I said, I don't like to lump everybody into a crowd, so I want to clarify that, you know, Aaron Rollins is kicking ass. You know, Thaddeus Smith, he's kicking ass. You know, Ralph Smith, man, he's a whole surprise. I wasn't a big fan originally, and the man has shown. Like I said, Mr. Kreider, I've known Scott for years, and I understand his side of why he voted, but it surprised me with this vote. Any of this, because I ask questions, people take if you question something that you're against it. And me, I'm just trying to gain understanding more often than not. I'm just trying to see where your perspective is coming from. You know, Mr. B.J. Gruber in this whole situation. I don't know the man. I just know his name. I've lived in Marion my whole life. I know when I followed or walked out, and Mr. Collins was talking, and Mr. Dichtel was there. I know I overheard Mr. Gruber and Mr. Russell make the comment that this is going to get out of control.
And in my opinion, if the shoes had been turned and it had been Naomi or me or somebody else had been the aggressor, it would have been a whole different way of handling things. And the fact that, like I said, and I'm not against Sean Barr. I never knew the man until like a year or so ago. And I've never had any interactions other than one at the building department. That's it. But it seems kind of strange to me that, you know, nothing was done. And then, like I said, Naomi goes out and this little, you know, confrontation comes, you know, happens there. I expected Sean to just pull out and drive away. But then he pulls over to the cop who didn't hear anything that he said but had heard everything that Naomi said from the same spot. You know, I mean, again, that's what was the seeds of distrust.
We've heard about the altercation inside. What happened in the parking lot?
We just walked out the door, and I can't say for sure, but I think I know Sean's truck was parked in a different spot. I don't know that he actually changed it or not, but he was sitting there waiting, and just some words were. I'm not going to say because I don't know exactly what the words were. I can't tell you at this moment exactly what the words were. But they're just, you know, he said something, then she said something, and to the effect of, you won't call me that to my in front of my husband, you pussy-ass bitch. And at that point, she kept walking, and she saw the cop sitting there with his window down. She asked, she said, did you just see him confront me and yell at me? And the cop responded, no, I didn't hear that, but I sure heard you yell at him. Again, how'd you sit there and not hear one but the other? Again, you know what? I'm one of those people who, I believe my eyes. I believe my ears. I was created in the image of God, and God gave me eyes and ears of discernment. I never did, you know, when Trump started this whole shit about don't believe your eyes and ears and don't believe what you see unless it comes from me, unless it comes from Fox News. You know, it's funny, like there's elections in the same town where, you know, Republicans won and the election credibility was great, but then the Democrats that won in the same election, there was corruption and there was, you know, fraud. You know, people got to get their heads out of their asses and think for themselves. That's why everybody's upset, because, and I don't know if you said it or somebody said it yesterday, that not many people go to city council. That's my goal. I'm not against the city council. I'm not against the administration. I would do the exact same thing if Schercher was in office. I never was a fan of Schercher's. I am about representative government. I was raised around politics and government my whole life. My grandfather was the director of Board of Elections back in the day, Harold Townsend. He was big with unions and big with all the, you know, with Marion Power Shovel. So, I mean, I'm about people showing up. It blows my mind to see public servants up there and just hiss at the public when they don't like the questions that they're getting or they don't like the scrutiny that they're getting. You know, the last things I think Twyla said when she was still on council, she got in a big little uproar about that. She liked to keep bringing up about the charter city. Well, if she would listen to the people, many, many people that I talked to when that whole charter city vote was going on and taking place, many of them were actually in for that, or from what they knew, they were leaning towards it. Myself included, Naomi, I think, I'm not going to speak for her, but I think she wasn't 100% against it or for it, but we don't want things, as Kim Mayer said, quit ram-jamming everything through as an emergency. That's what this president has done, and we've lost control of Congress, and, I mean, we don't even have a declared war by Congress. What the hell?
And here we are. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Have a great day.
All right. And again, phone lines are always open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have an opinion on anything, feel free to weigh in. Well, I don't know. You know, it's apparently this started in the... You know, if you saw this argument start in the courtroom, wouldn't you follow it to the make sure everybody got in their car and got out of there? I mean, you got a screener, you've got a police officer. I mean, I would think.
I guess. I mean, violence isn't a good thing. I mean, I don't know.
Well, especially if people thought it was going to escalate, you would think that would be the feeling. Maybe.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just an optimist, but I generally, I mean, I see people argue, not a lot, but you know, when I see people yelling at each other, I'm never going to be like, well, I mean, maybe at some point, but I've never, as of currently, been like, oh, that's going to be a fist fight.
By the way, I did want to mention, I did not get a chance to mention this earlier, that the Surviving Ohio State documentary, which we had Fred Feeney on, we had Stephen Snyder-Hill, we had Gordon Gee on, a lot of people who were involved, Rocky Ratliff, involved with this, is nominated for Outstanding Sports Documentary, Long Sports Documentary, and it will air the Emmys live May 26, 7 p.m. at theemmys.tv and the Emmys apps, I guess. So there you go. Congratulations. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, that was it. Jay McDonald was in the room when the council meeting was going on.
No, he wasn't there on Monday.
Which officer was there?
B.J. Gruber.
Well, technically, Gruber, when the crowd was leaving and mostly, you know, out of that room, he should have been the one that went down outside and watched the people leaving.
Well, he did not, apparently.
I don't know how many people was left in there, and he was worried about something else going on in there, and he wouldn't be outside, but he could have radioed Denny, cop that was on duty to, you know, to come drive through the parking lot and park. And
well, apparently there were two cops out there.
Well, apparently he must have, because there were two cops out there, I guess.
Well, hopefully they was watching it for the good.
Let's hope. Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Well, maybe they got something on the old flock cameras.
Also, I didn't think about this until just now, but Mary Stoneburner was brought up earlier. I think she's just a little looser with the rules than Mr. Snyder was, you know.
I don't know that Mary's got any ulterior motives.
Yeah,
or
I mean, I've seen Mary vote with the because you know they have the whole rule where if the minority votes against something, you know, you can have the whole. But yeah, I mean, I've seen her side with the minority on many different occasions. So
yeah, so there you go.
I mean, yeah.
And by the way, not only is Surviving Ohio State up for an Emmy there, sports,
I still have to watch it.
Well, it's very good, but Gordon Gee has been ordered to be deposed.
Oh, that's nice.
So I'm sure he's excited.
Poor Gordon Gee.
You know, I like the guy. Again, now, that's not to say you can't ask the man a tough question. That's not to say that he shouldn't be deposed.
I don't know what the questions are going to be like in the deposition, but, you know, I mean,
hasn't he already said he didn't know anything?
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, when we were up there doing the interview with him, you asked him about it, and he said he didn't know anything. I mean, I figured the interview was going to go like, you know, did you know about this? I did not. Did you know about this? I did not. How about this? I don't know.
Well, you know, I don't know. To me, I'm not sure. I could be wrong, but it seems to me like that's more about, let's find the highest profile person with this still alive and bring them
did
in.
Did they depose Wexner? Is Wexner involved? He was on the board of Ohio State.
I think he's supposed to be deposed. I don't know if it's happened yet or not. But he doesn't have the popularity until this Epstein thing that Gordon Gee does.
Did you see there was legislation put forward in, I don't know, the State House, I'd assume, to remove Wexner's name off of the buildings in Columbus?
Well, it doesn't surprise me.
Do you think it'll pass, though?
No.
Yeah, I also don't think it'll pass.
He donated to a lot of campaigns.
You know, all I'm saying is I lost faith in that bill immediately. Well, I mean, as soon as I heard about it, I had no faith in it. You know, he was deposed for the whole Epstein files thing, and, you know, not a single Republican showed up for that one.
Now, follow this story. Bill Maher.
All right.
Television comedian.
Yeah, I know who Bill Maher is.
It was rumored that he was going to get the Mark Twain Award at the Kennedy Center. And the Trump people, who do not, they're not highly favorable of Bill Maher, came out recently and said, oh, no, 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 no. No, 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 no. He's not getting the Mark Twain Award. That's phony. Well, then yesterday, or day before, it was announced that he is getting the Mark Twain Award. He will be getting the Mark Twain Award from the Kennedy Center. And also, it's tied to another group. Now, on the same day, Mike Johnson announced that Donald Trump will be getting the first award. It's a new award they've created.
Oh, yes, the America First.
The America First Award.
Oh, yes.
And apparently you get a big statue.
I didn't know.
And this will be an annual
award. Big statue.
Big statue. No, oh. I don't know. I think you just get it to put in your office or something.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like they're like
now,
a statue.
Do you find this odd?
Like a bust or like a statue?
I don't know. It's the first round of this. I don't know.
Hey, did you know busts are pretty cheap? I got to get me some busts. There are some people I could get busts.
What is a cheap? How much does a bust cost?
Well, I mean, it depends on how big of a bust you're getting, I guess, but like $60.
How big?
You know, it's a bust. I mean, I don't know.
Do we know how big?
I mean, I could always, you know, I don't know.
Is this like bronze, or what are we talking about?
Oh, no, it'd probably be made out of something like not metal.
But it looks like metal.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we talking about like a little one you would sit on your desk, or a halfway decent sized one?
Halfway. I mean, I'm not, like, I don't want no massive one, but I don't want a paperweight.
And only $60. Yeah, you just send a picture of the you're going to get a bust to me?
No, I was going to get a bust of, like, Aristotle or Socrates.
Oh, that's so
the
boring.
The cool ones.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, they had to make the child in chief feel better by giving him that award. And here's a fact I don't know how many people know. Do you know how Donald Trump gets his information on the war?
How's that?
His staff creates a video for him, and he watches that. He doesn't want to read any of the reports. He don't like to read. So they make a little video of him, and that's what he, you know, he's basing off how the war's going.
Well, maybe it's tech. I don't know. The tech department gets to do some work, I guess.
Yeah, but he don't read any of the reports that come in about the war or, you know, anything else that comes in about anything else.
Well, it's interesting to be sure.
I guess his staff reads it and then tells him about
it. Maybe they do. Thanks for calling.
Yep.
All right. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. Don't you find this a little suspect, though? Timing?
Well, I mean, you know, there's been a lot of suspect timings. So, I mean, you know, well, I mean, how many times have we talked about the specter of impropriety? I think is how it always comes up.
Go ahead, caller.
You were asking, you know, what does a bust cost?
Yeah.
I think Wellesley and whatever her name is running for the 86th can let you know what a bust would cost.
What? Wellesley? Oh, Weslin. You're talking about Weslin.
Whatever her name is, it's run for the 86th seat against, well, the former seat by Tracy Richardson.
Yeah. Now, are you a fan of Weslin's?
I don't even know her.
I mean, yeah, apparently.
I understand that she should have her own zip code.
Her own zip code?
Yeah, but I'm sure she can let you know how much a bust costs.
All right, thank you. Now see, now I,
oh,
now see,
man.
Now this puts me in the awkward position of having to defend Weslin. That would never be said about a man for the obvious reasons,
yep.
But we would never refer to a man's size. We would never refer.
Donald Trump.
Well, yeah, he was the first one who did that, but we would never do that. You know, I don't know. There's just that to me is just I'm not for that.
That's still got to be one of the funniest parts of the entire election. Talking about Arnold Palmer.
Oh yes, go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
It's a beautiful day at the radio station.
Hey, I'll tell you what, we're rolling right along this morning.
Isn't everybody happy? You know how half a Marion could have blown away last night.
I know.
Why wouldn't we be thankful that we didn't blow away last night?
You know, we had a pretty good hour there last night where it could have happened.
Well, the neighbor lady called. She says, now, have you got a place to go for that storm? I says, well, I'm laying here in bed reading a book.
You know, somebody did message me, and they said, are you okay? And I said, yeah, as far as I know. I guess if I didn't answer, you'd know I wasn't.
Well, see, I figure there's a lot of little houses that's going to get, if they get me. And I've never been a chosen one, so I probably won't be in the tornado department. And when was the last time there was ever a tornado, an actual tornado in Marion?
This is an interesting question. It's been a long, long time, but there are two reasons that I'm aware of. Now, one true and one probably not so true of why Marion has never had a tornado. Now, in a long, long time. Number one, I think we've all been over by the towers. And the towers, there is a sign, or there used to be a sign there, that said, I think this is the highest point in Ohio. Is that right? I'm not screwing this. It's the lowest point versus
it's
the...
It's not Ohio, because Bell Fountain's the highest point in Ohio.
Maybe it's the lowest point.
Well, it can't be the lowest either. Scott, someone's giving you some bad information.
There's a sign over there. There used to be a sign over there. There was something about altitude.
Are you sure it's not just like the lowest spot in Marion?
No, it's not the lowest spot in Marion, but it does say... Anyway, I was told a long time ago, and I can't remember who told me this, that one of the reasons that Cardington has had tornadoes and areas around us and had them, but we haven't, is that we're in kind of a valley. And when a tornado starts anywhere else, when it tries to come through here, there's such a drop. I think it was the lowest point. There's such a drop in altitude that the tornado cannot maintain itself in Marion. And I believe that. There was a sign right over here by the tower. It used to be there for years. I believe it was the lowest point in Ohio. Because, yeah, Bell Fountain does have the highest point. But
well, whatever. Anyway, Scott, I hope that they've checked for Trump's paint color number, because I certainly don't want to mess up his decor for that ugly damn gold that he's painted everything. I think he thinks he's a king.
Well, he thinks a lot of things, that's for sure.
Well, you know, you look, and everything's gold around him. And that wouldn't make you think that he thought he was a king.
Are you surprised? I really am surprised, because Marion obviously had a lot of Trump voters. I think he won by 70% here last time. Are you surprised at how many Trump people are genuinely not happy with him over this war?
Well, I was talking to a guy the other day that I'm sure has been a Trump supporter for always. And he was talking about the price of gas. I said, well, that's your man. He says he was the first election, but he's not now.
I could not believe last Saturday night when I was doing the Facebook Live the things that I know people who supported him were saying about him. He's a traitor. He's a warmonger. He is in Israel's pocket. You know, I don't know what this is going to do to people like Vivek Ramaswamy and all the other Republicans running this time around. Can't be a very good thing for them.
Hey, Scott, how long ago was when we had $4 gas before?
You know, everybody says COVID, but COVID gas bottomed out. It didn't go up.
It was before that.
Yeah, so I'm going to guess probably it was very high during... I'm going to guess and say it was probably somewhere at the end of the Bush term or the beginning of the Obama term.
Well, because I was telling someone, I says, well, I never did pay $4 for gas before. I was lucky that I'd got gas just before, and I don't have to drive like most people. But, you know, I said, I never did pay $4 gas, and I got to be really careful, because I'm not sure how long this will last. But you know, I'll tell you, we're talking about $4 gas. What do you think we're going to pay for a dozen eggs? What do we think we're going to be paying for a can of corn? And what are we going to pay for a package of bananas? Because they all come on a truck.
Well, and the thing of it all to me that I cannot understand is that all the people, and we had a lot of people who were very much in support of Donald Trump during the last election cycle. You don't hear from those people anymore. And even the people who I still think tend toward him, they don't even want to admit it anymore. I mean, I've never seen a person lose that kind of popularity in such a short amount of time.
When do you think the last time Donald Trump went to the grocery store?
Probably. His family was pretty well to do.
So you think maybe the maid went and got picked up his groceries?
Could have
so
been.
We don't know how much a pound of bolognese of bananas cost.
Well, he does go to McDonald's a lot, and I did hear recently that he actually did win the French Fry Award from McDonald's.
What
is the
honor.
French Fry Award?
Yeah, see, and that's golden.
Maybe they'll paint that award in
those golden arches,
gleaming gold.
That's why he likes McDonald's, the golden arches.
Well, but if he only realized how bad his color of his hair clashes with that gleaming gold.
So
but
you
I expect that don't matter.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. What do you think's going to happen as we head into the rest of this year? Summer, 250th anniversary of this country right around the corner.
We ought to make Ben Franklin proud, hadn't we?
I bet he's just happy as could be there in Philadelphia.
I'm glad these people took over where I left off.
Hey, and we got the 24-carat Trump coin coming this summer.
Oh, isn't that exciting?
No, he thinks he's God. Now, no, he is not God, and he is not the king of the United States. And I don't know why he's just one person. How's come all these other people go along with all that crap?
Because he's surrounded himself with sycophants who all tell him he's the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, I've never seen a Speaker of the House like Mike Johnson. This man, he's on another level. I mean, his lips ought to be in the rear-end kissing Hall of Fame.
Well, probably are.
Oh, him and J.D. Vance both.
I mean, and listen, it's fine if you like Donald Trump. It's fine if you voted for him. All I'm saying is these people around him, I've never seen somebody so... Nancy Pelosi obviously liked Obama, liked Biden. I never saw her kiss anybody's rear end like that. I never saw Paul Ryan kiss anybody's rear end like that when he was Speaker of the House.
Well, I think you got to have some self-respect to not kiss people's rear ends.
Well, I don't know.
Back to the storm thing, I've often heard because Bell Fountain's the highest point in Ohio, that we are kind of in a valley.
Yes, yes.
So then that's the reason I didn't get up and go to the closet last night.
Well, but I didn't get to tell you the other reason that we don't have storms.
This is the real reason.
This is the real reason. Yes, this is what it's all about. I was told years ago by Sister Earlene Hatch that when there was a storm like that, she lived on the boulevard, she would stand on her porch and she would rebuke the storms. And she told me flat out on the radio years ago that that's why Marion's never had a bad storm.
Well, I don't think one person can do that, but anyway.
Oh, if you met her, trust me, you'd be surprised.
I kind of remember her, but I do, I have heard it is because Bell Fountain is the highest point in Ohio, and so whether you want to believe it or not, we are kind of in the valley.
I don't think the Lord himself would want to have trifled with Sister Hatch.
Well, whatever, but I didn't take shelter last night, and I figure they're going to get a lot of us over here in this little end of town. So.
Well, I figured if I blew away last night, Adam would make sure I was on the updated OBIT report this morning, so that'd be okay.
Well, and that's a thought, too. You know, that may be the only way you'll ever get on that.
Well, there's only one way to get on it, as far as I know, so we're all dying to get on there.
Or maybe not.
Or maybe not. We'll sustain a little longer.
Hey, you take care, and I'll see and talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye bye. And of course, stay tuned. 740-383-9944. So you believe it had more to do with Sister Hatch?
Oh, absolutely. Rebuking the storm in the name of God. You know, that's how you get stuff done.
Really, it's true. You know, Marion used to be a lot more interesting in those days. If a tornado, you know, siren went out, you drive down the boulevard and you would get a show. There'd be a show on the boulevard at the same time. Go ahead, caller.
Marion's been hit by a tornado. I think it was in the 80s that it wiped out the southern part Huber Manufacturing near the railroad track.
There is a sign. I wish I knew what it said. There used to be a sign over by the towers that said something about lowest point in Ohio. Something like that.
Well, maybe the barometric pressure then has an effect on city council and the not ready for prime time politicians then.
Hey, by the way, one of our listeners out there this morning, a very well-known listener, I'm not going to say the name because I don't want to, you know, out anybody, but God bless her for being out there listening. She's listening from a different city, by the way. FYI, the lowest point in Ohio is in Hamilton County along the Ohio River.
I got to grab this call.
Okay, 455 feet above sea level. There you go.
Well, that's neat.
Hey, by the way, that listener, call in anytime today because I'd like to get your thoughts on city council and the language that's been going on there. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, that's why I always say, you know, the Marion area is really a good place to live. We don't have many natural disasters. We don't have a river going through town. We can get a little flooding on the streets here and there and some creeks, but, you know, we don't have the hurricanes and the tornadoes and big pollution.
That's true. Now, do you think we don't have that because of the elevation or because of Sister Hatch?
Well, I don't think it's Sister Hatch. Have you heard from Pastor Craig?
I have not heard from Pastor Craig.
Call him, see how he's feeling. I bet he's feeling great now.
Are you trying to bait Pastor Craig out?
I don't know.
I'll tell you what, if Sister Hatch would have been here, she'd have turned you into a believer.
Probably sick the devil on me.
Oh, listen, she would have came over to, to this day, her greeting was wonderful. I mean, every time you saw her, no matter when you saw her, you would say, how are you, Sister Hatch? Highly favored in, about screwed it up there. It was blessed and highly favored in the Lord. How are you?
Well, I've probably seen her. Was she a cat work, you know, affiliated with the Catholic Church in town?
No. I'm not sure what church she went to be honest with you. But she was not a Catholic. And then when you left her, it was never goodbye. It was always stay the course. Stay the course.
Well, I don't think other religions have sisters like the Catholics, do they?
She wasn't a nun. No, she was not a nun. And I'll tell you, she used to drive over on the west side of town on Sundays in her big Cadillac, her big red Cadillac, or was it gold Cadillac? I think she had a gold Cadillac. She drove that gold Cadillac over to the west side of town on Sunday after church, and she would preach to those kids in the street.
I wonder how she got that Cadillac.
Her husband was a big...
You gotta know, A lot of people call themselves preachers just because it helps them get over.
No. It wasn't like, she was a nurse, and her husband, Bill Hatch, was a big deal out at, was it the Shovel? I think the Shovel.
Well, you could probably, you know, start calling yourself a pastor and maybe get, you know, where you don't have to pay taxes on the radio station or something, you know?
Well, I don't know if we need to
get
to that.
You're a non-profit anyhow, aren't you?
Yeah, but I don't know. We're not non-tax. We pay our taxes. We fill the tax form out every year.
Well, they ought to give you non-profit.
I do minister to a lot of people every morning. You got that right.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Take a lot of confessions on this station as well. We're taking a break. We're coming back. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned.
Forget us that. But, villains for actors are the best things in the world to play.